Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed.
All right. Let's go ahead and cut this intro music a little short. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday. Thursday, August the 11th of 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have a very, very important topic in light of current events, in light of everything that's going on, in light of all the things that I talk to people about, there seems to be an underlining theme. There seems to be an underlining stress level, if you will, for lack of a better term. That underlining theme is that a lot of people, myself included, are concerned. Let me say that again. A lot of people are concerned. And it's very, very, very important, my brothers and sisters, that we understand the importance of that concern. And that concern, my brothers and sisters, is we are bombarded every day with making decisions. The quality of our decisions determine the course of our life. Now, we talked about doing my private Clarinomics 101 mentorship program, and we made that program available to the public where we were talking about yesterday that your circus, which is your circle, which is your circumstances, and this circle, these cycles, these circumstances, a lot of times are overwhelming. And a lot of times this creates an environment that is not conducive for our health or for our growth. And so we have to find an anchor. We have to find a foundation. Now, I don't know how people go through life, if your life has been anything like mine, without this anchor, without this message. But everybody talks about God. Nobody never defines God, but everybody talks about God. Everybody talks about the fact that God, you know, has our back. People say scriptures like, and I quote this all the time, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. If God be for us, who can be against us? God will fight our battles. God will make our enemies our footstools. I like going to talk to people and listen to them and how they teach or how they talk Christianese. And you know those people who say, yeah, brother, you know, man, praise God. Man, God will make a way. God, man, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here. God is this, God is that. And then you ask, well, you know, who is God? What is God? Well, you know, man, God got me, man. You know, I just know God's going to work it out. They're at home, they're watching TV, and they put their entire life on God. And they're waiting for God to show up and for God to do this and for God. That's great. Don't get me wrong. But there comes a point in time in your life where you have to understand the terms and the definitions of the words that you use. Otherwise, the enemy is going to use God against you, meaning he's going to take your definition and he's going to wear you out. How is he going to do that? The Bible says that hope deferred makes or wax or eventually turns the heart cold. I see and I talk to a lot of people today that have cold hearts because they don't understand Psalms 46. So for the next couple of days, we want to break down Psalms 46. Let's read Psalms 46 because Psalms 46 says something that is very, very profound. Psalms 46 says that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Anybody got fear today? Anybody got fear? Anybody got something you're concerned about? Anybody got anything going on in your life today? The Bible says, therefore, you will not do that. So if you are doing that, if you are fearing, if you got a concern today, now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because the Bible says to fear, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Does it not say that? People tell me all the time. In the book of Timothy, it says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So if you don't have love, if you don't have power, if you don't have a sound mind, you got fear. But we're not even talking about that because notice that the Bible says also that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So the fear of the Lord, so fear is good, right? Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Psalms chapter 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wind. So how is the fear of the Lord the beginning of wisdom? How can fear, when the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, and then it says that fear is the beginning of wisdom? I'm confused. It's interesting because, you know, people throw words around and they never look them up. See, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So basically, this verse is teaching you and telling you that the fear of God is the foundation of true wisdom. But see, there's all types of fear. There's different types of learning or there's different types of understanding. So in the book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse 10, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, this fear is totally different. You see, in the Bible, the word that is translated fear can mean several things. It can refer to terror that one feels and when you are frightened. That's Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 25. So there is a type of fear that when you go watch a movie and you're watching the Texas Chainsaw Massacre or you're watching Amityville Horror or you're watching Jason and the dude jump out and you're frightened, there's terror. That's Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 25. Then fear can mean respect. Fear can mean a way that a person looks up to someone. That's Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. So fear can also denote a type of awe. Now, you have respect because of the person's title or position, and then you have a type of fear that means a type of reverence or a type of awe because a person feels love because they're in the presence of greatness. This love that you fear, you know, because I don't know if you've had the experience. If you want to have the experience, you can fast, or you can do anything that puts your body in an alkalinity state. You know, I posted a video by, I forgot the brother's name, who talks about how mystics of old did what Moses did and what all the people in the ancient texts, they would go up on a high mountain because the atmosphere is thinner. All of the shamans, all of the Tibetan monks, all of when I was stationed over in Japan, and all of the temples and all of the places, all of the, you know, the Tai Chi people that practice Eastern mysticism in order to get in touch with the spirit realm, you have to oscillate or vibrate on a higher frequency. So the electromagnetic spectrum and your alkalinity rate determines your spirituality. Let me say that again. Your electromagnetic spectrum, that means your mental disposition. That means whether you have love, high vibration, or hate, low vibration. Your vibratory rate determines your spiritual rate. The higher you vibrate, you transfigure yourself. Why did Jesus go up and transfigure himself? When you transfigure yourself, that simply means that you're changing your vibratory rate. So when you fast, when you put your body in an alkalinity state, that means you stop eating flesh or you stop eating meat and you become a vegan or a vegetarian, that, or if you put in alkaline 7.0 or higher on the alkalinity scale, and flesh, no flesh is higher, all flesh is acidic. So it doesn't matter what type of meat that you eat, it still has a 7.0 or lower on the pH scale. So in order to get contact with God, you have to have a high alkalinity rate. That's what Dr. Sabi, that's why he's no longer here on the planet. That's what he was teaching. So people who want to get spiritual, it is mind-numbing to me. So you are a worship leader. That means you get in contact with God. Now, no disrespect. I'm not saying anything about any, shouldn't even open up this can of worms, any church. But most of the worship leaders in a traditional church are obese, overweight. That prohibits or limits your ability to do what I'm talking about today. God plus refuge plus strength equals no fear. If you got fear, you need more of those three things: God, refuge, and strength. So we got to break down those three things. This is how you get rid of fear, just like it says in Timothy. Because, see, God has not given you a spirit of fear. He's given you a spirit of love, that's God, power, that's refuge, sound mind, that's strength. But we want to break it down Old Testament for you. I've already done this show. I've done a plethora of shows on this that breaks this down. But we want to look at the exact same thing that all of the ancient texts talk about, but all of the Bible texts talks about when it talks about the different types of fear, the three types of fear. That's found in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 25. You don't want that one. Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. Better than nothing. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5, which reads, "And I said, woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." That's what you want. That's the kind of fear that you want. You see, the fear of the Lord can be defined as a continual awareness that our loving Heavenly Father is watching and evaluating us and rooting for us. This is found in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, Psalms chapter 139, verse 2, Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 3, Revelation chapter 1, verse 2. Brothers and sisters, in order to develop a true fear of the Lord, we must recognize who God is. That's the first point that we want to look at. Because, you see, I did a series entitled The Elohim Fraud or the Elohim Deception. If anyone has not listened to that series, it was just a one-hour series, a one-hour show, The Elohim Deception. Please email me, masterteacher32.com@gmail.com. You need to listen to that because that word in the book of Psalms, chapter 46, let's start off, Psalms 46, verse 1. The chief musicians of the sons of Korah, a song unto Alameth, reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. If you are in trouble, there is a presence that must be maintained, a mental disposition that is an aculine state. Because if you do that, Psalms 46 verse 2 automatically happens. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried away into the midst of the sea? Now, I don't know about you, but if I saw the earth disappear, and if I saw mountains just start floating into the air or floating into the midst of the sea, I think I might be a little concerned. But according to this scripture, if you have this mental disposition that we are getting ready to break down, if you have this, if the earth be removed and if the mountains are carried into the midst of the sea, Psalms 46 verse 3, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. So the waters are going to make a bunch of noise. They're going to be troubled. Mountains are going to shake. First of all, the mountains was carried into the sea. Now the mountains are shaking. Then it says in Psalms 46, verse 4, there is a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. So let me make sure you understand that what we're getting ready to break down for you, my brothers and sisters. There is a river. There is a stream. There is a frequency. There is a mental disposition that if you can get there, my anointed brother, if you can get there, my educated sister, there is a river. The streams, frequencies, waves, vibrations. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad. So there is a frequency, a wave, a vibration that will make you happy, that will make you glad. The city is the cells of the body. So there is a way of thinking that would make your cells, because the cells contain the nucleotide or the nucleus or the nuclei of God. The holy place of the tabernacle, you are the tabernacle, and the holies of holies is inside of every blood cell inside of your body. Now, let me make sure you over and that you under and that you understand, because we broke this down inside of the book. So if you have the book christened, you might want to pull it out. This is going to be a two or three part, actually probably a three part series. So that way you can understand, because when you look at the human cell, if you go to Google or if you go to any good search engine and you type in the human cell and you crack open the human cell, you're going to see something inside of the human cell. It's called the chromatin. So inside of the chromatin is the nucleus. And inside of the nucleus, there are ribosomes. And then there is the googly eye apparatus. And there's something called cytoplasm. So all of this is next to this thing called the mitochondria. So this mitochondria that's inside of every individual is the holies of holies. It's the tabernacle. There are micro tubes. Now, we could go further, but we've already did all of this inside of the book Christian. So I proved to you the biological existence of the spirituality, or the spirituality of God, a.k.a. laminin, which is the understanding of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ eternal within the body. This is cellular biology. That's what it's talking about in Psalms 46. So there is a cellular place. There is something that affects your cells, because this is the holy place of the tabernacle, which you are. Do you not know that your body is the temple? The temple is the template. The template is the tabernacle. The tabernacle is the blueprint of the Most High. Now, that word Most High means Elohim. The word God means Elohim. That's why you got to listen to the show that I did called The Elohim Deception. Somebody don't want you to know what and who the Elohim is. You think the Elohim is out there somewhere. But I need to make sure that you understand who God is. Let's read Psalms 46, verse 6 before we answer that question. Psalms 46, verse 6 says, the heathen rage. The kingdoms were removed. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. Whoa. Let me read that again. Psalms 46, verse 6. Let's read it in the New International Version. It says that the nations rage. So the heathens are the nations. Is that anybody paying attention to the news and you seeing what's going on? The nations are raging right now. It says the kingdoms totter. Anybody watching TV, what's going on with the kingdoms of the world today? They are all tottering. They're all flip-flopping. Everybody's wondering, what's going on with the stock market? What's going on in Korea? What's going on in China? What's going on in Syria? What's going on all over the world? And then it says, utters his voice, the earth melts. But look at verse 7, Psalm 46, verse 7. Let me read it in the New Living National, the New International Version. It says, come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. Let's read that same verse in the King James. In the King James, it says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. So we see that in spite of the heathen raging in verse 6, in spite of the fact that the nations are tottering and the kingdoms of this world are moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melt, but the Lord of hosts. Now, I've talked about this on a plethora of shows. You are a host. Now, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I say that all the time. But you need to over, under, and understand, my brothers and sisters, that this word host, because right now you are entertaining a foreign dignitary. The only question I have for you today is, what dignitary? Now, see, if you are hosting the wrong dignitary, then you're going to have the wrong disposition. Now, that word host, let's break that down real quickly before we continue just a little bit.
Strong's 8, 6635, Sava.
So the word host means Sava. It means that which goes forth. So there is something that goes forth. It comes out of you. A host, again, means army. It means a host. It means an organization. It means the whole creation. It means a group of something. Now, that word, Sava, has an underlining Greek word, which has another underlining word. It has another underlining word. But for the sake of time, we're not going to break all of that down. What I need you to understand, it means that this is how you wage war. It means to go forth in war. So there is something that's inside of you that allows you to assemble like an army and to move forward. So there is a creator that's over that. Now, he's over that, and the reason I mention that, because there's a lot of that. What is that? Elohim. There's a lot of different types of Elohim. Let me say that again. There's a lot of different types of Elohim. Now, the reason that I say that is when I finish reading Psalms 46, let's go back up to 46 and 1, and let's break it down. So Psalms 46, 7 says that the Lord of hosts is with us. The God, the same definition for the word God in Psalms 46, 7, is the same definition of the word God in 46:1. So the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So we have the Lord, which is, again, in the Strong Concordance, Yehovah. I know him as Yahuwah. Now, you can slice it and dice it any way you want, but at the end of the day, there is a creator that's over the Elohim of Jacob. Now, I've talked about this on many shows. For example, Judges chapter 10, verse 6. Judges chapter 6, verse 10. Don't have time to read it, but if you need proof of the different Elohim, because, again, which Elohim do you have? If you have fear, you got the wrong Elohim. You see, Judges chapter 10, verse 6 says, I am the God. It says, I am the God of gods, or I am the Lord of God. I am the Lord your God, I should say. Do not worship the Elohim or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But you have not listened to me. God is telling you where you live, don't worship the God, the Elohim, the customs, the rules, the regulations of where you live. So right now, where you live, you're abiding by the rules and the regulations of where you live. God say, don't do that. Go by my rules and my regulations. There's a mental disposition. Yahushua says that the Old Testament said, if a man sleeps with another woman, he's committed adultery. Yahushua says, don't go by the rules of the land that you live. I say, if a man looks at another woman. Notice Yahushua said, you know, Yahushua's definition of gluttony is not when you sit down and you eat. Yahushua's definition of gluttony is when you look at food and you want to eat. Yahushua definitions of everything is spiritual. It's not physical. Let me say that again. Yahushua's definitions match up with the book of Psalms. It's a stream. It's a river. It's a frequency. Yahushua lived on a frequency, a.k.a. Christ consciousness, that's totally different than the place where you live, which is a statute or an ordinance or a law. So man makes laws. Yahushua makes frequencies. So the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So there is a Elohim of Jacob. He is our refuge. Now the Elohim of Jacob, he got a daddy. He got a supervisor. That's what this is saying in Psalms 46, verse 7. Psalms 46, verse 8 says, come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he has made in the earth. So all of these desolations is the works of the Lord. But it's not the Lord God. It's the Lord. Okay? That's a totally different frequency. But according to Greek and Hebrew, which are dumbed down languages, this is the language of the deaf, D-E-A-F, Phoenicians, P-H-O-E-N-I-A-N-S. That's not the definitions. It's not D-E-F-I-N-I-T-O-N. Definitions are definitions. But look at Psalms 46, verse 9. He maketh wars to cease upon the end or until the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder, and he goes on about everything that again, who Elohim does. Psalms 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. Whoa. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. So I'm asking everybody until tomorrow's show, when we go into part two, be still. Don't do nothing. What's going on in your life? Don't do nothing. Be still. Now, you should be asking me, well, Doc, man, that sounds great, man, but you don't understand what's going on in my life, brother. Let me make sure you understand. Let's break this down real quick before we close. The word still in the original text.
Page 7503, Rapha, Rapha.
So the Bible says be Rapha, Rapha. Rapha means relax. It means to let it drop. It means to sink down. It means to withdraw. It means to let go. It means to abandon. It means to refrain. It means to forsake. So you are to relax. You are to shrink back. You are to withdraw. You are to abandon. You are to forsake what? That frequency, that wave, that vibration, that mental disposition that you have right now. Be still and know. Don't believe. And know. The word know, yada, that I am God. Now, that word God is the exact same definition of 46:1. It says, I will be exalted among the heathen, the goyim. I will be exalted in the earth. So, brothers and sisters, as we close, Psalms 46, verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and our strength in a very present time of trouble. So that word God means, again, in the, this is Hebrew. So let's look this up in the Hebrew.
Strong's H 430, entry 1, Eloah. Eloah. Second entry, Elohim. Elohim. And the third entry, Eloah. Eloah.
Now, this is the same definition that they have for basically the fallen ones. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology. I understand. I'm praying for you as I speak. I'm asking the Father to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify his word to you. I don't want you to take my definition. Because this word Elohim is the same definition of the word Judges chapter 6, verse 10, Judges chapter 10, verse 6. Now, I know that the way I teach bothers you because it's so long and it's so drawn out, and I don't get to the point. I understand that. I do that on purpose. Because by the time I get to the meat of the message, the people that I ain't supposed to hear, they are already disconnected. Kind of the reason I teach this way. Because the deep truths are only for the deep people. And they will stick around till Jesus comes back to hear the truth. I don't give a rip what I got to listen to. How much fluff. I'm here for the meat. The word Elohim means rulers. It means judges. It means divine ones. It means angels. It means gods, little g's. It means goddess, little g. It means godlike. It means special possession of God. It means you, brother. It means you, sister. Now, you're looking for God out there. Let me make sure that you understand what it means. It means God word. It means God word, W-A-R-D. It means you are moving forward. What direction are you moving, brother? What direction are you moving, sister? You want to get rid of fear. You need to move forward or God word. That's what it means. It means God-like. It means that you have the works. You have the mental possession. It means you have the mental disposition. It means that you are God-like. It means you are a mighty one of renown. I don't know if you understand. Father, touch the minds of your people. Let's go a little further down the rabbit trail before we close today. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. It also means, as we go a little further into the Hebrew.
Strong's H 433. Eloah. Eloah.
So Eloah, again, it means shortened definition. What does that mean? In this usage, it means both sides based upon the mental disposition. In the original text, it says any God. It could be the good one or the bad one. Let me make sure you understand. It means a deity or a deity. It means Strong's Concordance number 830. It means that this could be God, this could be good, This could be Gad. Let me say that again. It means it could be G-O-D, it could be G-U-D, or it could be G-A-D. It means the abstinence of self-confidence. It means to abstain from self-confidence. Let me say that one more time. Brothers and sisters, this is so dangerous because this people take this and they misconstrue it. Because the thing that makes you a mighty man of renown, the fallen angels fell because they said, I will be like the Most High. Yahushua was exalted because he says, there is no I. He said, I have crucified the I. It is the promotion of the self. It is doing shiznit your own way. Notice the word meant to withdraw. To be still means to withdraw. It means to sit down. It means to stop figuring out yourself. Does that mean you do nothing? No. It means that you maintain the mental disposition of something. Tomorrow, we have to break down refuge and strength. The word God is the most dangerous word you can use. Because when you say God, you could be talking about the false God, which is self, or you could be talking about the real God, which is the absence of self. So let me ask you the question, which one are you talking about? Are you promoting your own dream? You promoting your own agenda? Or have you died to yourself? That means, again, El, E-L. It means God-like one. It means mighty one. It means, and I quote, God, false God, either demons or imaginations. So your imagination, the mental picture in your head, determines whether it's the real G or the little G. So let me ask you the question, what mental disposition do you got in your brain? You either got an idol or you got the mighty power of Emmanuel. Mighty things of nature. It means the one true God. If you maintain an image in your brain that is selfless, so you got a problem in your life and you are consumed with that problem, so consumed that you have the other two definitions, and I don't have time to break them down, but one is, again, I can just play it really quickly for you.
H352. Ayil.
You have Ayil, which simply just another word for the word like ram or food. And then the last definition of this
Psalms
word God.
193. Ul.
Which means belly.
Il.
Which means wealthy. So the false God makes you focus on your own belly, your own desire, your own problem. The true God makes you focus on your mental disposition that has nothing to do with the problem and everything to do with the solution. What is the solution? Love. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So it is God, he is our refuge, and he is our strength. So there is a mental disposition that is based upon strength and refuge. So tomorrow we break down those two words, or we at least break down the next word in Psalms 46, because God is our refuge. So there is a mental disposition that must be maintained that overrides, because again, it talks about streams, rivers. This is all current. This is water. This is H2O. Now remember, there is only one molecule on the periodic table. Every other molecule is a manipulation of the one. Every molecule on the periodic table is the manipulation of one molecule. There is only one molecule. There is only one. There is only one God. Everything else that exists is manipulation of that one God. So we got to go back to singularity. That is stillness. You got to withdraw from all of the other things. Everything, the entire color spectrum is the manipulation of one color. And we get all these other colors from one color. We got to go back to the original color. We got to go back to the original frequency. That's how you get out of fear. But we're going to go deeper down the rabbit trail tomorrow. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because he will never, ever, ever divide, manipulate, or fracture you and split you into many colors. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know the same pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2.